Something for the Girls.
Listen, 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 listen. Though your hair is long and wavy, and your name's not Joe or Davy, you can take the job of any guy who's serving in the Navy. Join the waves, 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 and join the Navy.
Something for the Girls. Another all-star salute to Waves in Navy Blue. In our Navy spotlight, Miss Helen Hayes in This Lonely Year. Written by Gene Holloway.
What's that? You'd like to know about your father? Well, he's tall, a foot or two above my heart, as I recall. And his eyes are brown. And he has a way of looking down and smiling that won my heart completely. We met in Santa Clara. Someone said...
Have you met Mary's second cousin, friend?
Hello, Miss Lane. How are you? Could you spare a guy a dance or two?
We stood there willing the music to start. Then he gave me his hand, and I gave him my heart. Spring in Santa Clara. There's a lovely place in springtime, with the blossoms lace against the sky and the heart lifting to the wild, sweet kiss of winds and sunshine, and somehow ready to voice those shy words, love and going steady. We danced away the springtime, a lovely spring of stars and promises, parting each night as though it were the last, reluctant to say goodnight and hating the fast, fleeing hours. We danced and dreamed, young dreams. You said...
It seems so like a miracle we should have met. We won't forget one thing that happened. No, not one.
And life was young and gay and, oh, such fun. We had a song. There's always one somewhere along the way for young people. We sang it all that spring. I don't want to walk without you. A lovely thought to sing. The war was headlines then. The war was screaming, men, where are the men? And I began to pray. Oh, no, please stay. Please stay. But never said the words to him or let the luster dim. And came to know that song that filled my heart was meant for lovers who knew they had to part. And then one day he said,
I may be going soon.
And the words burned and bled inside me, and my heart grew cold, and I was old and tired of the springtime.
We'll wait, my dear, until the war is won. And then we'll see about ourselves and what can be done.
Wait. I had dreamed a house in Santa Clara with kitchen aprons and a picture gate. And, oh, my darling, I had planned to wait you there come evening. I had dreamed a garden, Christmas trees, breakfasts, dogs, picnics... Memories made daily as the hours flew, and I spent them living that splendid life with you. Wait, oh no, I cried, before I thought and could have died for blushing. We said the old words in the country twilight. No veils, no satin, only music and our friends there to hear the old, old promises. Vows for the heart to cherish until time ends.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part.
Until death do us part. No death to our future, with spring in my heart. But I found myself weeping, happy and sad, heartsick for tomorrow, though today was glad. We had a week, one shining week, in which to seek whatever joy there was in this cold-shouldered world that levels steel at hearts like mine. And this was real terror. But I choked it down. And for that week there was no war. There was only those shining wedding rings and that gay, ecstatic feeling that springs from nowhere when your heart is with its own.
I love you. And I will forever.
I love you and I will forever.
Never anywhere was there anything like this.
No, never anywhere. No smile or kiss to equal. Or a sweeter hour than each one I knew. Those lovely, laughing, shining days with you. For that week there were the words and laughter that I was to remember. Ever after. My heart recorded pictures. The night we climbed a hill to keep a tryst with summer and its still dark beauty. The way he looked, laughing down at me in the moonlight. And the night we sat till dawn.
I'd like to stay here always by this fire.
You'd tire.
Oh, no. I'd like to watch the sparks go higher and higher into the dark. And never leave you. I'd like to sit here planning a safe tomorrow. Is there a safe tomorrow?
I said, of course. But sorrow sifted in. Summer mornings.
Hey, you, get down into this lake.
A whole week of morning spent pulling me into that cold lake, howling with joy because he knew I couldn't take it. And later, watching him across the breakfast table, blinking back the sudden tears, hoping I would be able to say goodbye lightly with a smile, but knowing all the while I couldn't. A week goes too fast when you're happy. A week suddenly dissolves into
goodbye. And write. If I can, I'll phone.
And then you are alone. No one had to tell me. There was a coldness settled on my heart one evening with the chill sharpness of a sword. And I knew some ship somewhere had sailed to keep a date with history, with him on board. I think it must be easier to go than wait at home, to wonder what fate lurks behind those bullets in the headlines, to feel the hot breath of shellfire and the sweat of fear. Must be easier when you're near to it than when you wake, panicked by your sleep, and rise to walk and pray and keep a vigil until day, and the clean sunshine comes to chase the dark away. And now there's you, my son, looking back at me with your father's eyes. And in them I see the skies of Santa Clara and the promise of an earlier spring beautifully fulfilled. And that's the story. There's not so much to tell after all. There wasn't time for the ardor and the glory of great romance. Yet there was a glory there. He'll be coming home one of these days. You'll see. He'll leap the fence and bang the door and say to me, and you, of course,
I'm home. Hey, I'm home. I'm home. I'm home.
He will come back. I know it in my heart. It is a faith unshakable I wouldn't part with. And then, my baby, this is what we'll do. We'll have a picnic. Father, mother, you. We'll take along hot dogs and soda pop and climb the highest hill. And then say, Pop, thank you for everything we see today. For meadows, mountains, skies, and for the way the trees arch overhead. For grass and flowers, and for all the things your fighting has kept ours. And thank you most for dreams that still can sing through unscarred Santa Clara in the spring. And how we'll dance that day and sing and shout. Soon, dear God, please bring it soon about.
Thank you, Helen Hayes, for consenting to appear in our program. I am sure there's no American woman, bride, mother, or sister who doesn't breathe a silent prayer with you to bring it soon about.
And not only American women, Mr. Shirley. All over the world, women are praying, hoping, working, and many even fighting for that day. Today, you women in America who are not in war work are being asked to join the waves, to serve your country in navy blue and bring your man home sooner. Not only are you contributing to victory, you're being offered a chance to enjoy a fuller, better life after the war. Think about it. You won't regret it.
I'm sure they won't, Miss Hayes. Women, now is the time, this very minute. Write for the booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue, to Waves, Washington 25, D.C. That's Waves, Washington 25, D.C., or drop in at your local recruiting office. The officer in charge will gladly answer all your questions. You have been listening to Something for the Girls. Our thanks to Helen Hayes for volunteering to appear on the program and to Earl McGill for his direction. And thank you, Dick Widmark, Madeline Pierce, and Lynn Murray for your music and your orchestra. Our special thanks to Jean Holloway for her script. This is Tom Shirley saying goodbye and reminding you to listen in again for another program of Something for the Girls, with tributes to America's first ladies, the women in blue, who put their country above their comfort. And now a further word for you.